Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Yes, together we can remake the world. As a matter of fact, that's what we are working to do, to remake the world. Bismillah Ahmed and Aheem, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to Living in the Upload Life. This is a show about living in the life of social media, and this is an introduction for the show.
What the technology winded up doing, especially I'm talking about the technology winded up separating the generations. That's what they did. So why is this important to Muslims? It's just important that Muslims understand the way that the technology worked and the way that the technology advanced from what was going on in the pioneer generation to what's going on in the social media generation. We call it the social media generation because the advancements that happened in the social media generation winded up attracting the children.
Yes, attracting the children. Okay, so pioneers or adults in the society in which we live today, I mean, there's no hope for us. As long as you're reading your Quran, there's no, you know, we should be okay. And as long as you're making your prayers, we should be okay. And we're particularly talking about the Muslims, and particularly the Muslims in the community, CWSC, the community-wide Shura Conference network of Imam W.D. Muhammad. Why do we say that? Because there are certain things that we agree on as far as the CWSC or the community-wide Shura Conference. You know, when you come to a masjid in the community-wide Shura under the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad, which was established, you know, by the Honorable Master Elijah Muhammad, you know, all over the country. When you come to the masjid, you know, you don't have to be searched anymore. But there are certain things that you do. You don't come in there, you know, smoking a cigarette. You don't come in there like that. You don't come in there, under the influence of drugs. You don't come in like that. When you get finished with Juma, as soon as you come out to Juma, you don't smoke cigarettes in the masjid or in the building, period. You just don't do that. But I have seen, you know, other communities other than Imam W.D. Muhammad's community that do that. You know, as soon as they come out the masjid, you know, they start smoking and lighten up. So, you know, most of the time the people that are in the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad don't even smoke cigarettes or participate in, you know, alcohol and things like that. We just don't do it. I'm talking about as far as the pioneers. Now, and, you know, I know the possibility exists on people who, you know, whatever it is that people are doing behind their doors. And, you know, that's basically something that we're going to be talking about today. So now I'm going to transition. I'm going to transition because the problem that we are having today, especially as far as the upload life is concerned, that has a big effect on our children, children can actually get therapy in school. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. If your children go to public school and, you know, they seem to be having a social problem as far as their participation with people in their class, or they shout out, or, you know, they show signs of anxiety, you know, they can actually be recommended to see the school therapist. And school therapists can then make a recommendation, legal, professional recommendation, you know, for actually the child to be put on drugs. That's right, brothers and sisters. They actually make a recommendation that, you know, like, your child seems to be out of control. Maybe you should consider giving your child some kind of drug. Your Muslim child, some kind of drug, you know, to keep them calm, to help them to deal with their anxiety. We're talking about your child in today's society. You know, when I was coming up, they didn't have drugs like that. You know, you went to the principal's office, you went to the dean's office, and you sat down. You sat down in the dean's office, you know, for a little while until you calmed your behind down before you could go back to class. But now it's like, you know, this person has problems, and the problems are not, you know, actually coming from home, and it might be something that they're having problems at home, and it may be something that extends all the way back to when they was a baby. There may be something that the parent is doing to the child. So all of these things going to come up, and I'm only talking about as far as drugs. As a matter of fact, I know some parents who have been offered money to put their children on drugs from the school. And if I'm wrong, then somebody press one on your phone and tell me that I'm wrong. But this is the life in this new technological world that we're actually living in, that this is the way that they handle children with this new thing that they have called ADHD, which is some uncontrollable anxiety that they may have. So that's one of the things that they do. And most of the time, they make the recommendation for, you know, younger children, like children that are under 10 years old, because that's when it first starts to bloom. Now, when the child gets a little older and maybe in their teenage years and they start to switch schools from, you know, like a public school to go into junior high school and then have some social problems, then, you know, they will recommend therapy. And if I'm, and like I said, if I'm wrong about this, so somebody press one on the phone and tell me I'm wrong. Recommend therapy, and then they go in there and they start talking to people about, you know, the problems that they're having. Are you having problems? And they start asking them all kinds of personal questions. And sometimes they can do it without the parents' permission. What I wanted to do was to take a look at, you know, some of these situations, you know, just as the basic discussion, you know, because it has something to do with the Muslim child. And, you know, the problem that I have is that, and that I'm seeing, is that it's not something that only happens with the Muslim child. It is also something that happens with the Muslim adult. There are Muslim adults that are in therapy. And it's not to say that there are other people that are not in therapy. They are. But, I'm, you know, on our program, we are strictly dealing with the way that it's going to affect the Muslim, and especially the Muslims in the community by Sharia Conference. And there are brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, there are imams and other people that are in the community that are very much into therapy, that have gone to school, studied psychology, and went to school, been given a degree, and so it's legal. It's legal. Yeah. Well, you know, it's legal to talk to them, and they are under strict confidence, and they're under strict confidence because if they reveal your information, they could lose their license. So I don't know how reassuring that is, but I mean that's what they say. So you can talk to me. You know what it reminds me of? You know, Shaitan Indian say, yo, I'm your sincere advisor. So I'm making that. Yeah, I made that reference. I made that reference for a reason, and as we move forward in the program, you'll see why I made that reference. But that's what it reminds me of, you know, Shaitan, you know, you can talk to, you know, I'm telling you this was this, and I'm your sincere advisor. So just remember I said that, okay, because I'm going to connect it for you. All right, so I just want to, you know, lighten it up a little bit, and so I want to, you know, kind of like play this for you.
People are scared to go to therapy because they think it's someone sitting in a chair going, you suck. But it's not. It's you in a chair going, I suck. And then your therapist is like, that's great. Let's start there. Therapy just helps you get to the bottom of why you're trash, okay? You go into therapy and you're like, here's all the stuff that sucks about me. And she goes, okay. And she puts it all up on the wall like you're solving a crime together. Fun! And then she gets some of that red string the detectives use at home when they've been thrown off the case for going rogue. And she starts connecting each crappy thing about you to each one of your corresponding childhood traumas. And you're like, oh my God, that's why I'm like this. And she's like, that's why you're like this. And you're like, am I fixed now? And she's like, God, no. No, no, no. You're like, well, what do I do now? She's like, well, you keep coming back in here every week with your credit card. And you're like, what? Well, will I ever be fixed? She's like, I don't know. Bring your credit card.
So that's a lot, little light humor, but there's a lot of truth in it. You know, and come back and see me next week with your credit card. So some of the best, there's a site online that says some of the best online therapy services, get the support you need today. Okay? And let me see. And some of them are BetterHelp. BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy service. It's from 60 to 80 hours a week, video, phone, live chat messaging, unlimited messaging, cancel anytime. Okay, another one is Faithful Counseling. Licensed therapists catering specifically for Christians. $40 to $70 a week, video, phone, live chat messaging. Another one is Pride Counseling, LGBT-focused therapy that can help you feel proud. $60 to $80 a week, video, phone, live chatting messages. Discreet, commitment-free service. Regain. So I'm not going to go on. This is the last one I'm going to do. Regain. Couples therapy, trained in relationship counseling, $60 to $80 a week. Video, phones, live chat, messaging, three-way calls for couples in separate locations. So these are some of the services and some of the specifics, but as you see, it's always the credit card, $60 to $80. $60 to $80 a week, you know, that we're talking about. All right, so I think that I've made the point as far as therapy is concerned. And there's always a, well, you know, if it helps, I'm telling you what I've heard. So you know, I asked a mother whose child was going to therapy. I said, yeah, so your child's going to therapy? Yeah, you know, the school offered it, and, you know, she's in school, and, you know, she's just, you know, she has some anxiety, and, you know, they said that there's some ways that they got some techniques that they can, you know, use with them, like tapping, if they feel anxiety or they feel anxious, or, you know, if they feel that they can't go to sleep, what they can do is they can count their fingers. You know what we used to do? We used to count sheep. But, you know, today they count the fingers. Okay, so, you know, and so her thing was, well, in anything that they can, you know, do to help my child deal with, you know, like some of the problems that he has, I'm all for it. No, I'm a Muslim. So, well, you know, the question that I asked myself, a couple of questions I asked myself, so it reminded me a lot of the Catholic Church. You know, and in the Catholic Church, you know, we're familiar with this because, I mean, you know, it's been around, the Catholic Church has been around for years, and this therapeutic way of handling things in the Catholic Church was you come to confession. And you go in the booth and say, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. Oh, bless you, child. Tell me, what are the sins that you have committed last? Well, no, when was the last time you came to confession? Well, I came to confession 36 years ago. Okay, so tell me what you've been doing until later. Well, Father, you know, I did this, I did that, I did this, I did that. Okay, well, boom. You're at confessions. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. Yes, when was the last time you was at confessions? Well, I was at confessions last week. Well, I was at confessions last month. Okay, well, so tell me what it is that you've done since last month. Well, I did this, and I did that, and I did this, and that. So, you know, it's the same kind of situation where you go to talk to somebody about your problems. So that's what I saw, and there's nothing Islamic about that. Then there's the situation of this. So you go to talk to a therapist about your problems. You know, we go to talk to therapists about our problems. But the question becomes, well, who does the therapist talk about when the therapist has problems? Another therapist? Okay, and then when that therapist has problems, who do they talk to? Another therapist? This is where we're at in the social media world. And I'm particularly talking about, yeah, this is something that Muslims are participating in, but more so it's what the children are participating in. And it's so popular that, you know, say, well, you know, you got a problem. Well, maybe you should talk to a therapist. See, that's the culture now. That's just the popular answer in the culture. Well, you know, like maybe we should talk to a therapist. So let me see something. Like I'm like 19 minutes in. Oh, okay, I'm doing pretty good. You know, we're doing pretty good as far as time is concerned. So we want to, you know, continue. but it's popular in the culture. That's the point that I'm making. So what is the solution to this problem as far as being Muslim? That's the question. How, as a Muslim, do you address this situation? How are you supposed to address it? And I say this, see, because I know that a lot of you disagree with me. I know it. Because, you may know some people that are dealing with therapy or are in therapy. I understand. But the question becomes, as far as pioneers are concerned, people who have been a part of our community, you know, since the time of the Honorable Master Elijah Muhammad, you know, since 1975, because this thing about therapy is new. And we'll give it some time. We'll say 2000. We'll say 2000, okay? It's 2023. So we'll say therapy is like 23 years old, but it's gaining in popularity. But we'll say from 2000. What did Muslims do before 2000 to address their issues? I mean, there's no therapist. There's no thing about therapy. So what did Muslims do? You know, what did, and let's even go further, okay, because we're talking about, you know, Muslims in the community, I assure you, but let's take it further. What did Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, what did he do when, you know, he faced anxiety and problems? Did he go all the way back to his childhood? Oh, you know what? The reason why I'm like I am is because, you know, like, it's because I didn't grow up with my mother, and I didn't grow up with my father, and because I didn't grow up with my mother and father, this is the way that I am. It's their fault. Did Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, say that? Did the companion say that? Well, the reason why I'm like I am is because, did they blame it? The pioneers of our generation. Did we say that? Did we say, you know, like, now it's not to say that we didn't have any problems with our parents, of course. But all children have problems with their parents. All, not some, all. And if you didn't have problems with your parents, you are truly a blessed person. But our parents had problems. They had anxiety and all the rest of that. And we had to watch them as they dealt with their anxiety and their problems. We had to watch them, and we had to grow up with them and their anxieties and their problems. But what did they do? Did they go see a therapist? How'd they handle it? That's the question. Well, I'll tell you. The question is, how do we handle our anxiety and our problem? How do we do it? Well, we have to go all the way back to the very beginning. Well, we don't really have to go all the way back to the beginning. We can just go to the thing that we're supposed to do five times a day. Five times a day. Make the world stop and bring to the bottom what's on top. Five times a day, make the world stop and bring to the bottom what's on top. Now, I was talking to a parent, and the parent was like, yeah, you know, because, you know, my child's seeing a therapist because, you know, she's having problems getting off the blue screen. So she's having problems putting the phone down. She's on the phone, you know, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. So she, you know, when it's time to get up and go to school, she don't want to get up and go to school. She's tired. Or, you know, there are sites that he's participating in at 2 o'clock in the morning, and that's giving him a problem that he's so compelled to go to the site that, you know, he can't, it's wrong, and he knows it's wrong, but, you know, he don't know what to do about it. And so the answer is to see a therapist. Five times a day, make the world stop and bring to the bottom what's on top. Prayer. Okay, come on. Come on, Brother Kareem, man. You know, you're talking about prayer. Prayer will solve everything. Well, it's supposed to be a start. It's supposed to be the place that a Muslim is supposed to go to solve that problem, the problems that he's having. That's what a Muslim is supposed to be. As a matter of fact, that's why the human being was created. Oh, come on, Brother Kareem. What are you talking about now? Don't you remember? I mean, did you really forget it? Have we forgotten that Allah was the one who taught Adam or the human being the nature of things and then put him in the garden and told him what? Oh, Adam, dwell thy and thy wife in the garden, but approach not this tree or you run into harm and transgression. So they winded up running into harm and transgression. By who? By the one who came and said, what did they say? What did the one, they wind up running into harm and transgression. They winded up disobeying Allah. They winded up eating from the tree. But who was the one who was enticing and influenced them to do so? And what did the one who influenced and enticed them to do so, what did he say? He said, and I am your sincere advisor. I'm your sincere advisor. This is, you know, you don't eat from the, go ahead and eat from the tree. So they wound up eating from the tree, and then what happened? Okay, so they made a mistake. Adam and Hawa made a mistake. But what did Adam and Hawa do? Adam and Hawa didn't act like the animals that was created before them was, yeah, I made a mistake. Yeah, you know, I wound up killing, you know, I'm just going to go ahead, man. No, what they did is they sought forgiveness, mercy, and guidance from the one who created. What did they say? They said, oh, my Lord, we have been unjust to ourselves, and if you don't forgive us, we will surely be lost. I'm telling you, that's from the Quran. That ain't from William Kareem. And if you, I mean, I'm sure that you've heard it before. Really hear it? Did we really hear it? Do we really hear it? And do we really apply it? Do we? Oh, my Lord, we have been unjust to ourselves. Oh, my Lord, you know, I've been looking at this blue screen too long. Oh, my Lord, I'm participating in sites in social media I shouldn't be participating in. Oh, my Lord, you know, I'm beating up people in school, you know, and I'm surely wronging myself. And if you don't forgive me, then I will surely be lost. Five times a day, make the world stop to do what? To say all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the world, the most beneficent, the most merciful, the owner of the day of recompense. You alone do we worship, and you alone do we ask for help for each and everything. You alone do we worship, and you alone do we ask for help. And why shouldn't you do that? Well, the beautiful thing about Islam is that Islam and a Muslim recognizes that his or her birth, I mean, this is something that we should let our children know, that Allah has allowed you to exist. That's what we should be telling our children. The reason why you exist is because Allah allowed you to exist. And so every day you should be thanking Allah for allowing you to exist, for allowing you the opportunity to be one who has the capability of serving his Lord, the one who allowed you to exist, the one who gave you life because there's something special in you that has to be brought forward as you live life. And as you live life, you're going to find it. But, you know, you're going to run into problems And whatever problems that you go into, you turn to your Lord. This is why it's important for you to make the five prayers, so that you can stay in contact with your Lord, the beneficent, the most merciful one, the most merciful, the one who is the owner of the day of judgment, master of the day of punishment. You, Allah, alone are the one that I seek for help. So guide me on the what? Guide me on the path. Some say the path, or some say guide us to the straight way. And that way is a capital W. Guide us on the straight way, the way, capital W, of those on whom you have bestowed your grace, your benefits, and not the way of those on whom your wrath or your anger comes, nor the way of those who go astray. That's the prayer five times a day. That's the prayer. So five times a day to make the world stop, to get offline. Look, it's time for prayer. You know, come on. Come on. It's after school. Did you make dua? Yeah, I made dua in school. Good, good. What did you say? I said, show me. I asked Allah, I did Al-Fatiha and said, show me the straight way, the way of those on whom you said, oh, okay, good. You know, now it's you're home now. Are you ready to make Asr the prayer? Yes, I'm ready to make Asr the prayer. Good. And what are you going to say? I'm going to say, you alone do we worship, you alone do I seek for help. Are you having problems, school? Well, you know, this is what's going on. I did, you know, curse the sister out that's trying to tell me about being Muslim. Oh, yeah? Oh, okay. Well, listen, next time, let's see how you can handle that. Do I need to come to school to talk with the principal or something? I think it'll happen. But it's not that, the reason why I'm like this, the reason why I'm had the problem in school is because, you know, my mother and father made me dress as a Muslim, and ever since I was a child. Because, you know, most of the time when you do therapy, when they do the therapy thing, you know, they always go back, well, it's something that happened in childhood. it always goes back to childhood. But childhood is a challenge. And you get over it. You have to work and struggle to get over the problems of childhood. All of us had to do it. And all of us, the human being, will always have to. Why? Because you're new to the game. You're new to life. You've been on the planet 10 years. You're supposed to know it all? No, there's problems. But because you got parents or you got sisters and brothers and family members, that have dealt with the problems that came before you, and because you got a Lord will guide you and say, show me the straight way, the way of those on whom you bestowed that grace. And because you got a book of guidance, the Quran, that tells exactly what the human being has done from the time of Adam and Hawa making that first mistake, the human beings that came after Adam, they kept making the same mistakes that Adam. Well, I ate from the tree. But you know what? I recognize I ate from the tree, and I'm going to turn to you, Lord, and ask you to forgive me for that, and I ask you for guidance, for help, so that the next time that I have that problem, I know what to do. So show me the straight way, the way of those on whom you bestowed your grace. Please forgive me for what I did as far as that's concerned. I ask for your forgiveness, and I ask for your mercy, and I ask for your guidance as far as that's concerned. Please forgive me as far as I can. But you're not the kind of person that, you're the Muslim, and, salam alaikum, you go ahead, man, you do some wrong, and then you just keep on going. Yeah, I'm not asking for no, I'm not saying that I was wrong as far as that was concerned. No, I wasn't wrong. I wasn't wrong. I don't need no guidance because I was right about what I did. Yeah, she tried to pull my head off, and I beat the hell out of her. Yeah, he said something about being Muslim. Salam alaikum. Let me get you some pork chop sandwich. I beat his behind. Or, yeah, he talked about, you know, eating a pork sandwich, or he tried to give me a piece of bacon, and it made me feel so bad. You know, it came from my childhood. It's because my mother and father made me Muslim, you know, and so I don't eat pork. I can't taste bacon like everybody else. Nah, brothers and sisters. Nah, no. No, 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 no. This is what our children are going through. Our children and our grandchildren. And we have to be there to give them guidance. You know, we're now 9:35. We're going to take a moment to go ahead and play a PSA. This here is the credit union, Edward Willis.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Yes, together we can remake the world. That is so very important for us to do. That's why we have this show that's called Living in the Upload Life. Brothers and sisters, I pray that there's nothing that I've said to be offensive. I know that there may many of them listening that are doing therapy. Look, if you're getting something from it, you know, do what you should do, you know, then you should continue to do it. It's a decision that you have to make, not William Kareem. William Kareem is not the one. But I only encourage to seek aid and assistance through patience and prayer. That and to understand what the prayer means and what the prayer is all about, and to make sure that our children and our grandchildren understand how to get the aid and assistance from their Lord. They say that they're Muslim. They say they're Muslim. Then they should know how to and depend on their Lord by saying, show me the straight way, the path, show me the straight path, the way of those on whom you have bestowed your grace. And not the way of those whom your wrath has brought down, nor the way of those who go astray. I got problems, Allah. I need some assistance. Listen, Ma, this is what I'm going through, Ma. This is what I'm going through, Dad. This is what I'm going through, my sister, brother. This is what I'm going through, sister. This is what I'm going through. You know, how are you handling that, brother? How do you handle this situation, sister? And don't think that we're not handling the same problems. We are. Sometimes we just don't like to talk to each other about the problems that we are having. And that's why I recommend that you listen to the show on A New Day Community Radio from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It can be very therapeutic because they're Muslim. We're online and we're talking. And we're talking about, you know, problems that we have. We're talking about the way that, you know, we can use the Quran and everything to address the problems that we have. We open up and talk to each other. Because the problems that we have is that one person has is the same problem that all of us could be having. So we open up and talk to each other. And we don't just talk to each other about the problem, but we go with Quran, Hadith, the sunnah of our prophet, the life example of, and the statements of Imam W. Dean Muhammad. We got all of this. We got all of this that we can refer to. And it winds up being important. It winds up being important for us to have that so that we can straighten out our life, because just like together we have to remake the world. We have to, and remember, they say that music is Iran, and our children and grandchildren are definitely listening to music. You say, well, brother, how are you going to transition from therapy to music? People use music as therapy. They have anxiety, and they start listening to music. And look, The Muslim community internationally says music is haram. We here in America, like Imam W.D. Muhammad has told us, you know, like, look, make halal sounds. Make halal music. I know you got something different. We have artists out there that are trying. We have artists out there that are really trying to make a difference as far as music is concerned. And guess what? They don't get the support. Nope. They don't get the support. I played last Saturday, I played Shelly Shabazz. Boy, oh boy. Whoo, Lord. If you have not downloaded Shelly Shabazz's music, her artistic sound that she left with us, I mean, it's just powerful stuff. It's just powerful sounds. And it's well produced. And, I mean, we have a lot of artists that actually, you know, are making positive sound, but they don't get the support. I remember a brother saying that he was traveling cross country, and, you know, he said, yeah, I'm traveling across country and I'm feeling good, you know, because I'm listening to 50 Cent, you know, Snoop Dogg, you know. Muslim, I'm listening to 50 Cent and Snoop Dogg, you know, and I'm traveling cross country. Do you know the halal messaging? Do you know the haram messaging that is in Snoop Dogg's music? Do you know the haram messaging that's in 50 Cent's, that's in hip-hop? We do a show on it every Saturday. Every Saturday we do a show called, look at that there, you know, just and it's my son's program too, you know, and we do it every Saturday. Well, you know, just to let you know that every Saturday we start off we're doing something with American Muslim 360 called Cultural Insights, and where, you know, we have the program where the first hour is halal music. And then the second hour is an interview with an artist. And last week we did Shelly Shabazz. And then the third is the Quick Hitters Experience with Mr. Cavell, where we talk about hip-hop and, you know, all of the references to hip-hop, which can be positive and negative. Because, you know, not all hip-hop is negative, but it's important for pioneers and for young adults, for us to understand what it is and where it's going, you know, because they make a big thing about, you know, 50 years of hip hop, it's important for you to understand that. And if you have been listening to the Quick Hitters Experience, you would understand how historically the hip hop has grown and the reason why it grew. You would understand what that's all about. But it's a great program, and it keeps you informed, and that's what the whole purpose of doing the program is to keep us informed about what's going on as far as the music scene, as far as the halal and haram. We said a thing about that said, the reason why people say that music is haram is because of haram music. There's so much haram music out there, so that's why Muslims all over the world say, I just would prefer not to listen to music at all because music is haram. And so that's why they do it. But I've also had Muslims to talk to Muslims and say, well, you know, it's good to understand, you know, why Muslims, yo, don't tell me that music is haram, because I'm not going to never stop listening to music. That's what it's like. So there's some benefit that people get from music or, you know, artistic sound. I mean, you know, most people don't even understand the whole idea of, you know, what music is. And, you know, they just don't understand it. And as time goes on, we'll explain it more. And I'm not jumping. I'm only saying to you that this is something that affects our children also. That music is something that affects our children also, and affects all of us. But you gotta be able to make the world stop. You hear the Adon calling in. The question becomes: When the Adonis call comes in, are we teaching our children, you know, well, when you hear the Adon, put everything down and get ready to make prayer? Or do they say, well, I'm just going to finish this part right here, and as soon as I finish this part, then I'll go ahead and make prayer? You got the respect and regard. I know people, man, that are in therapy who say they are therapists. And they're in therapy. And you know why? So, you know, I was talking with a therapist, you know, not too long ago, and I asked the question, I said, you know, how you doing? You know, because he called, everything good. Yo, everything's good. Yeah, you know, how you doing? Well, you know, come to find out, man, you're not with his family anymore. Well, what happened? Well, you know, like, I got some problems as far as, you know, psychosis as far as, you know, drugs is concerned. Oh, okay. All right. You know, look, you know, inshallah, you know, you're able to get through that. You know, so how you at? Well, I'm getting ready to go to a retreat, a resort, you know, I'm signing myself into, you know, a retreat, you know, to deal with it. Oh, okay. Well, you know, like, so the question, did you make prayer today? Yeah, well, you know, I made two prayers. Oh, okay. To be judgmental. I'm not being judgmental, but I'm trying to see, well, you know, how much is prayer in your life? Well, so, you know, like, as parents, as pioneers, when we talk to our children, we shouldn't be judgmental, but to aid and assist them and get into the problem, and then, you know, trying to encourage how Islam can help with these things that they might be going through as far as being Muslim is concerned, and using the religion that they say that they are part of, Islam, you know, how to use prayer to help to resolve the problem. How to use the Quran to resolve the problem, how to listen to our Muslim scholars in the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad to resolve the problem. We got a lot of resources out there. But, you know, like, you got all these Islamic resources, but then the thing you said, when you get the problem, you say, yo, I got to go to therapy. I'm going to talk to somebody. I'm going to talk to somebody, you know, about my problems. The reason why it's like this is because, you know, my mother, it was my mother's fault. My father wasn't there, you know, that's why, you know, and I got these feelings about my father not being there. And that's why I'm going through the problems that I'm going through. Rather than, oh, do I worship, you know, and your aid I seek, Allah. Show me the straight way, the way of those on whom you have bestowed your grace, your mercy, and solutions to the problem, and not the way of those whom your wrath has brought down, whereas, you know, like, they're using drugs and, you know, beating up my wife, and, you know, nor the way of those who go astray, who don't even go and pray anymore. So we have to utilize our senior psychology to know that, you know, the same things as our children that we have gone through is the same thing that our children are going through. It's just a different time, and we just have to, you know, aid and assist them. I'm going to take this telephone call from 779-770. Assalamu alaikum. Your microphone is open.
Wa alaikum assalam. How you doing, brother?
Alhamdulillah, man. Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. I was talking to a Muslim brother years and years and years ago. He was in therapy. The Muslim found out about it. They went and got him out of therapy. He said, brother, you need no therapy. You got the Quran. You need no therapy. It took him away from it. I just want to say that, brother. You brought it to mind.
Yes. Yes. See, that's the way that it's supposed to be.
Yeah, he said, bro, you're a Muslim, you know, so you got the Quran, how many therapy for? They took him out of there, bro.
Yeah, so see, that's the thing, that at least there were some brothers who cared enough.
Yes, sir.
to do that. You know, and they say, well, you got, not only do you have the Quran, but you have prayer, and you have a community that's going through the same things that you are. Look, you got problems. You know, listen, talk to people in your community. You know, because we're human, and we're going through the same things. And whatever it is that we're going through, somebody in the community has been through it. Somebody in the community that has your best interest at heart has been through it. And can help us with it. And I don't care what the problem is. I don't care what the problem is. We know how to handle the situation, circumstances and situations that we've been, you know, given. And we there's a solution for it. And that's the benefit of being a pioneer in the community. See, young people, you old. See, that's what they, you old, you done. Yeah, but, I might be old. But the question is that have you ever shot somebody? What were you talking about? Have you ever gone to the point where you want to actually shoot somebody? Have you ever been to the point where you actually want to kill another human being? Have you ever been to that point? No, have you ever had have you ever gave birth to a child? Have you ever taken care of a family? And have you ever had to deal with, drugs, and overcome them? Do you know how to overcome drugs if you deal with it? Have you ever been under financial stress? Because right now you don't have no stress. You're dependent on your mama to pay the bills. But have you ever had financial stress in your life? Do you know how to handle financial stress? Do you know how to handle being oppressed? Have you ever had problems, with the police and had to deal with being in jail? Have you ever had that as a problem? Yeah, I might be old, but I'm experienced. That's the point. That's the point that we're making. That, I'm old, but I'm experienced. But, of course, there's experience that we have, that we should lend to the younger people in our community, especially our children and our grandchildren, but also other people in the community. You know, that's the whole social circumstance that we have in being together. That's what American Muslim 360, we have an opportunity to come together right here on American Muslim 360 and talk about our situations. We're talking about the problems that are going on in social media right now. That's what we're talking about. So, it's like, you don't have no problems with social media in your life. Your children don't have problems with social media in their life. Your grandchildren. Some of the things I'm saying, come from children. Children. And my children, grandchildren, other people's children, grandchildren. And this is what they're expressing on how they are trying to solve the problem. They're having problems with being on the screen too long. They can't put the phone down. Really? Well, what is a parent to do in a situation like that? Why not take the phone away from the child and give it back to him in the morning? What about that? There's solutions to the problem. Well, you face an anxiety. I can't get to sleep, late. And that's a problem that a lot of people have. Well, I can't get to sleep. Well, what about playing the Quran? What about playing the Quran, to go to sleep? I know that's what I do. I just put on the Quran with English translation, and the interesting thing about it is that I'm learning while I'm laying there in the bed, and all of a sudden I hear something. Oh, wow, that's it. And then my ears are peaked, right?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
The Quran will put you to sleep, brother.
That's right.
The Quran will knock you out, bro.
It will. And that's a good thing to go to sleep with, too. You know why? Because, you know, instead of, you know, bad thoughts, you got Quranic thoughts actually going through your mind while you're getting ready to go to sleep. You got good thoughts in the air. You got Arabic thoughts in the air. So listen, I got 4 minutes left in the program and what I'm going to have. Thank you, brother. Thank you so very much. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Yeah, so I got 4 minutes left in the program, and we're going to go ahead and do another PSA, but this is what we're going to do. Today is Monday, all right? Right here on American Muslim 360 is going to be MAPS, you know, Muslim American Power, which is going to be at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then 5 p.m. today on American Muslim 360 will be Optimal Health. And with Imam Abdulaziz. I was on his program last week, man, and it was really a powerful program. So make sure that you tune in. You know, we've got some very good programs. This is the place to be, you know, because this is Block Talk Radio programs that we have, A New Day for Al-Islam, New Day Community Radio. We Monday through Saturday, we're on from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we address issues that we are going through. And, you know, it would be good to share, you know, with others, you know, dial in and voice your concerns, what you have. So make sure that you tell other people about, you know, the program we have on American Muslim 360, A New Day Community Radio, and IWDM Radio also. So today, you know, we have MAPS, Muslim American Power at 1 p.m., and then Optimal Health and Maisha Kulihai. So make sure that you get with that. And what we're going to do is we're going to play this first Sunday with Omar Shakir.
Peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Omar Shakir, and I'm resident imam of Masjid Bilal Ibn Rabah in San Antonio, Texas. And I would like to invite you every first Sunday from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time to join us for our class where we're dealing with the subject matter of the basics in Al-Islam. We are excited about this program, even if we're new Muslims or Muslims have been in the faith for many, many years. It is a wonderful opportunity to learn and understand this beautiful way of life. We also connected with various insights from the tafsir of Imam Waliduddin Muhammad radiallahu anhu, and we all explained its practical application. We look forward to being with you on every first Sunday of the month, where we would deal with the basics of Islam. The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Yes, yesterday was the program of the first Sunday with Imam Omar Shakir. That was yesterday, because yesterday was actually the first Sunday. But also I wanted to go ahead and play this here, which is also another very good program by Malfan Alibaba.
Family, community, city, state, country, and more. Everything starts with you, the individual, you. What is the character of you? Are you a book? Can you be read? Join us every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a wonderful hour of information being shared by you, with you, for you, the you in all of us. I am Martha Naila Abdullah, and I am your host for Community Developmental Stages. Again, every Friday evening from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Be there.
All praises to Allah again, brothers and sisters. I thank you so very much. And I just want to say I pray that you will forgive me if I've said anything that was offensive to you. I'm not trying to be offensive, but just trying to share some information. And sometimes I know that it could hit home and it could sound personal, but I'm definitely not trying to hurt anybody, because what we're going through is what you might be going through, what I'm going through is what I'm sharing, you know, especially as far as, I'm dealing with as far as not only my family, but others in the Muslim community. And I come to observe it and just come here to share it, especially as far as what's going on with living in the social media world. So, You know, I pray that Allah will continue to bestow his mercy on us and bless us, that we continue to share, and that Allah will favor us with good health, good works, and, you know, all the good. Until the next time, I give you the greetings of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.